Hallelujah. You can do all things through Christ Jesus, right? But you can't, you got to remember that. Hallelujah. You have to remember that when you're in the darkest times in your life, you got to fight through. You're like, Lord, and you are my Father. I need you. And I just praise God for that. You know, and that's why I'm sharing it. I'm reminding, because sometimes we need to remember from which our strength cometh. We need to remember that we have to call on him and that we're not here alone. We are never here alone. God will always send you an angel. Like what those words were that jumped out of my friend. Hallelujah. And he even said, where'd that come from? it came straight from Jesus. Hallelujah. And I just, and look, out of the mouths of babes, really. Hallelujah. Out of the mouths of babes, the Lord speaketh. And I just praise God for that. Praise God for those that are Facebook that are listening. We thank and praise the Lord for you. With that family and friends that are listening, we thank and praise the Lord for you. And my family, my Bradyhead family, we thank you so happy. We're so happy for you being here. Sister Baquita visiting, we're so happy that you're here. You home, baby. You know, you say visited, but you home. Amen. And for my brother C, hallelujah. Amen. My friend, my assistant principal representing Napier. We pray for Napier every day. My husband prays for Napier every day. Prays for the children. Hallelujah. That they get through whatever obstacles that come before them. Because they have obstacles. We have obstacles, don't we? Hallelujah. You don't need to go out the house without praying. Because you never know what's going to come before you. So I'm going to turn the service over to have our pastor come give us a word. I love you all so much. Amen. I love you. And Brother Perry, I'm so thankful for you. I'm so thankful for you and your daughter. I'm so thankful. They've hung in here with us, y'all. I believe it's, what, 2 years now? Is it 2 years, Brother Perry? 2 years. He started off, he just was helping. He's been here for 2 years, strong and helping. Hallelujah, Sister Kyrie heals. And sometimes Sister Kyrie ends up being the ram in the brooks, not just Sister Kyrie. So we appreciate you. We appreciate our family. And we love you so much. Thank you. Y'all keep coming back. Keep coming. Keep coming. Keep coming. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Sister Malone's in the house. She got back safely. Praise God. Hallelujah. And those that are on Facebook, we invite you. 2430 Jefferson Street. It's 10:30. Come get a blessing from, huh? I said 10:30. Don't come at 10:30. We'll be done. 9:30. Come, and I promise you, you will get a blessing from the Lord. If you will stand, please, as our pastor, as our shepherd comes before us, Russell T. Perkins. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's draw our minds in. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, in the precious name of Jesus, Lord, we lift you up. We stand in awe of you. Lord, we remember, Lord, hallelujah, all the times that you gave us another chance, and we say thank you. Lord, we lift you up in this place, Lord, hallelujah. This place set aside for your glory, hallelujah. This sanctuary for your people, this place of gathering, of meeting, not just meeting each other, but meeting you. And Lord, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, have your way in this place today, Lord, and touch every soul. Don't let anybody, please, Lord, leave this place untouched, unblessed. Hallelujah. And Lord, whatever the need is, hallelujah, we cast all of that on you because we know you care for us. And Lord, where else are we going to go? You are the only help we know. So Father, in the name of Jesus, bless, Lord. Sanctify. Have your way, Lord. Open up heaven over Bread of Heaven Church. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. While you're standing, you're going to read the scripture. Look at your monitor, the paper, handheld monitor that you have in your hand for the scripture today. Acts the 5th chapter, the 17th verse. Then the high priest rose up, and all they that were with him, hallelujah, the high priest had a little posse, which is the sect of the Sadducees, and were filled with indignation. Why were they mad? Because God had used the saints, Peter, to heal folks and to do signs and wonders, and they were mad. And of course they had, you did all of that and proclaimed all of that in the name of Jesus, and that's what really made them mad. And laid their hands on the apostles and put them in the common prison. But the angel of the Lord by night opened the prison doors and brought them forth and said, go stand and speak in the temple to the people all the words of this life. Now that was dangerous. They already threatened them. They already had tossed them in prison. And when they heard that, they entered into the temple early in the morning and taught. But the high priest came, and they that were with him, he brought his posse again, and called the council together, and all the senate of the children of Israel, and sent to the prison to them brought, to have them brought. But when the officers came and found them not in the prison, they returned and told, saying, the prison truly found we shut up with all safety, and the keeper standing without or outside before the doors. But when we had opened, we found no man within. An empty jail cell. Reminds me of an empty tomb. Now when the high priest and the captain of the temple and the chief priest heard these things, they doubted of them whereunto this would grow. Then came one and told them, saying, behold, the men whom you put in prison are standing in the temple and teaching the people. We trust God will bless the reading of his word. You can be seated. The topic is taken from the whole passage, but particularly verses 20 and 25. It says, go stand and speak in the temple to the people all the words of this life. 25. Then came one and told them, behold, the men whom you put in prison are standing in the temple and teaching the people. You can see that there's one root word in both verses, and that word is stand. I'm just here to tell you a simple message today. Stand tall. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. We know that in this world there is a price, there is a cost of walking with Jesus. Hallelujah. There is opposition to the name of Jesus. Even the church folks back in the day, the people that got Jesus crucified, hallelujah, these were church folks. On one occasion in Peter, in an earlier chapter just before this, Peter told them to their face boldly. He said, this heathen Pilate was determined to let Jesus go, but y'all insisted that a murderer be set free. He told them straight to the face. Hallelujah. Sometimes we can be diplomatic. Sometimes there's a place for that because we are ambassadors for Christ, right? And an ambassador is a diplomat. So we have to speak, have our words seasoned with salt. We have to speak the truth in love. We have to use godly wisdom. But sometimes there's just no other way to put it but that you're wrong. You killed Jesus, and it's in the name of Jesus that this man who was a lame beggar from his mother's womb is standing before you whole. As a matter of fact, he just got through leaping and running, hallelujah, after being lame from his mother's womb, after being carried to his favorite begging spot, hallelujah. And sometimes, hallelujah, we don't realize how much we need the Lord. That the fact that we are here today, that the Lord by his power carried us, brought us, made a way for us, moved cars that would have ran into us. Hallelujah. Moved blood clots that would have stopped us. Hallelujah. Woke us out of a sleep that we didn't necessarily have to wake up out of. Hallelujah. We've been carried. Praise God. Hallelujah. And there's something about the name of Jesus, praise God, hallelujah, that will either save you or condemn you, and it's up to you to decide whether you're going to accept that name. And it's something about the people who know, hallelujah, if you don't know, you can't flow, you can't talk about Jesus, you can't pretend, you can't be like the man in a 19th chapter of Acts trying to ride on Paul's gift, and he ended up getting tore up by some demons, the sons of Sceva, hallelujah, trying to go on a hearsay evidence. You got to know him for yourself. And for people to know him for yourself, somebody's got to say something. Somebody's got to make a stand. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. When I got saved and I was 19, hallelujah, hearing the man preach the word of God, talk about Jesus, hallelujah. If I had seen him out in the street dead drunk, I never would have listened to another word he said. Somebody's got to stand up. Somebody's got to live this thing. Somebody's got to have the boldness, praise God. In the chapter before this, they had been persecuted. They had to pray for boldness. Hallelujah. Nobody wants to get beaten. Nobody wants to go to jail. Nobody wants to be killed or beheaded or whatever way they would have tried to kill them back then. Praise God. And people try to behead us now with their tongue. They try to kill us with their words. They try to kill our credibility, praise God. Start a rumor. Take a rumor and pass it on. Or throw out a conspiracy theory. I believe he did this because you don't even know. Hallelujah. And somebody else say, yeah, too. Then it becomes true. Hallelujah. Somebody agree with your lie, then in your mind is true, and nothing else that it gets said after that even sinks in. Hallelujah. We're living in a world full of conspiracy theories. Praise God. Hallelujah. But let me tell you the truth. Hallelujah. We're all born in sin, shaping in iniquity. Praise God. And there was a God who loved us so much, praise God, that God gave us Jesus, praise God. God wrapped himself in flesh and dwelt among us, praise God, to take care of the sin problem, praise God, because a holy God required, hallelujah, a payment for sin. The good news is we didn't have to pay. So having received what Jesus died to get to us, we ought to be able to stand tall. Hallelujah. We ought to be able to stand tall. Stand tall, praise God. We got some people in here, hallelujah, who have or are dealing with children in their careers. Hallelujah. And you have opposition. You have challenges. You have grandmamas that will come in there and pull the switchblade on you. You got all kind of crazy stuff going on, praise God. Hallelujah. You got dysfunction. You got misunderstanding. You got people who mean well but don't know what they're doing, praise God. You got people that don't mean well, praise God, and just getting a paycheck. Hallelujah. Somebody's got to stand tall for those children. Hallelujah. And whatever you are doing, praise the Lord, somebody's got to stand tall. Hallelujah. Even if you're in a purely business environment. We got a brother in this church who at one time, hallelujah, had a car dealership. Praise God. Hallelujah. He didn't give the people one contract and then go back in the office and forge their name to another contract. Hallelujah. He was an honest businessman. Praise God. So whatever you're in, stand tall in it. Praise God. Stand up and say, I belong to Jesus, and that's just it. Hallelujah. And do the right thing. Tell the truth. Praise the Lord. And when the opposition comes, ask God to give you some boldness to deal with it like he wants you to deal with it. But no matter what happened, praise God, hallelujah, please, I'm begging you, I'm your pastor, please don't back up. Hallelujah. Don't back up. Don't let the bully, hallelujah, back you up, praise the Lord. I know you can't tell this by looking at me now, but in school, Brother Chip will attest to this. We met in the third grade library club at Moses McKissick Elementary. But in every class, I was pretty much the littlest kid in there. The skinniest, littlest kid. But what they didn't know, I've been playing football with my brother. Hallelujah, he's 2 years older. And boys up to 5 and 6 years older, right? So they see me coming out looking all quiet and little. They think they got a victim. Oh, no, they better think twice about that. Hallelujah. My mama said to me, don't you let none of these little boys take your lunch money. And guess what? She hit harder than they did. So I never got my lunch money taken. Praise the Lord. But I did come home with some bloody noses every now and then. Some busted lips or whatever. But I ate my lunch every day. Stop backing up the bullies. My mama said, if you stand up to the bully, they'll leave you alone. She didn't know she's in scripture. Resist the devil and he'll flee. I don't know about you, but I want the devil and his imps. I want the devil and his little posse, like the high priest had a posse. I want them to say, feet don't fail me now. When they see me coming, I want them to get the running, praise God. I want to have a reputation among them. I want to be known in the place they came from as somebody who's going to take a stand, who's not going to run. Hallelujah. Not going to back up. What would it be like? Y'all come to church Sunday morning, dressed all nice, praise God, ready to praise the Lord. And say, well, the pastor, he's in his office crying. What? Yeah, he's in a fetal position, sucking his thumb. He feel like quitting. Didn't nobody call him and say Merry Christmas? We ain't got time for that. There are souls at stake. There are people watching us. There are people who won't open their Bibles, but they'll open their eyes and look at you. Hallelujah. And God wants us to stand tall. Hallelujah. Let me give you another scripture. Hallelujah. Ephesians 6. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of your might? No, in his might, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to what? Stand against the wiles of the devil, the tricks of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. And listen to verse 13. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Praise the Lord. If you want to make me crazy, have a runaway spirit. If you want to make Pastor Perkins lose his mind, have a backup spirit. Hallelujah. Were you willing to back up because this got hard or that got hard? Praise God. We don't have time for that.
Hallelujah. As First Lady said, we're not here forever. We're just passing through. We're strangers and pilgrims. Hallelujah. Singing as we go. Praising the Lord as we go. Praise God. Loving on people as we go. Loving on people that don't really love us. Praise God. And sometimes they love us, but not as much as they play like they love you. Hallelujah. You get on their nerves one time. You say something they don't agree with one time, they become, they might do this. People do me like this. They leave the church and I have to figure out they gone. They ain't called me. Ain't said nothing. Not even a text. Hallelujah. But I got one by letter. Snail mail. I opened it up. Oh, I got a lovely letter from this dear member of the church, and it says something like this. Pastor Perkins, my season at Bread of Heaven Church is over. And I'm thinking, that's funny. I didn't hear nothing about that from the Lord. I thought I was supposed to be your pastor up in here. I was supposed to be watching for your soul. But that's the generation we are in. Hallelujah. And you can't let that throw you off. You can't let the fact that people will do you this way or that way bother you. You have to go on. Praise God. Y'all heard me used to turn love scrapping. Hallelujah. People will give you some love and scraps, right? And you pouring out all kind of love. You praying, crying for the soul. Praise God. They call you at midnight and they got a flat tire. You jumping out of your pajamas trying to go and help them, right? Something going wrong in their life, you're there for them. You support them. You'll go see them, praise God, if they end up in the hospital. Praise the Lord. And then with you, you send them a text. Say, praise the Lord, how you doing? Crickets. Crickets. Three weeks go by, crickets. A month go by, and they'll say, okay, send your text like that. It's just scrapping you. Just love scrapping you. Just throwing you some scraps, praise God. You know how you have a hungry puppy at the house? Throw out fruit scraps. They happy with that, praise God. And people love scrappers, praise God. Especially pastors, boy. Hallelujah. But that's all right. Hallelujah. Because then it comes the other way, doesn't it, Sister Brash? Pastor have a birthday, people taking up money. And all that, hallelujah, hugging on them, loving on them. Come anniversary time, they bragging on them and all that. That's good. I love that. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So sometimes we get too much credit. Sometimes we get too little attention. Sometimes we get too much praise. Sometimes we get too much criticism. It's hard to figure out what's going on. Praise God. Hallelujah. But all you got to do is love people. Just love them. Hallelujah. Just love them unconditionally. Love them even when you know they don't really love you that much. Praise God. Love them because you know they're your biggest critic, but love them anyway. Just love them. Hallelujah. Just keep on loving them. Praise God. You love them because you know Christ first loved you. You love them. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because you know that that is your job. That's how you stand tall in the kingdom. Praise God. You love. Hallelujah. And just keep on loving people. Praise God. Hallelujah. And don't be your thrown off. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. And you know how it is. They make movies out of this. Shakespeare made a living off of this. A story is about unrequited love, you know. Hallelujah. And everybody's got an unrequited love story. Praise the Lord. And somebody you love at a 10, and they loved you at a 1.5. Hallelujah. But the truth of the matter is it doesn't really, 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 really matter about how much somebody loves you or don't love you. The question is, what you going to do with that? You going to stop loving? You going to give them a 1.5 back? Or you going to give them all you got? We're supposed to love the Lord with all our mind, soul, heart, and strength, and to love our neighbors as ourselves. That's true. When heaven and earth pass away, it'll still be true. Hallelujah. And so we got to walk in that. We got to get our minds made up, praise God, that you're going to do that. We used to have those old school coaches. Those old school coaches that will pick you out of a crowd. Now you can't do that to the little kids now. And when I used to coach them, you know, they'd be all mad. You know, a child need to go to a psychiatrist or something if you make them run some laps or whatever. Praise the Lord. But back when I was growing up, we had the old school coaches. And those old school coaches would say, son, and look, you're in front of everybody. If you don't get your mind right, first of all, I'm going to bench you. And then if that don't work, I'm going to send you home. And you don't have to say nothing back other than yes, sir, right? And if you don't say yes, sir, you might get sent home. Hallelujah. And those old school coaches, if we lose a game, oh, man, they would go off. A game we should won. And the coach would go off, almost lose his mind, and say, y'all got to get your mind right. I can't want this for you. Hallelujah. And the coach would look, veins pumping out. You're wondering, you know, should we call now? The coach is about to blow something in here. And he did it because he cared. And then if you listen to somebody, you know what the problem is with sometimes when we're dealing with cross-generational conversations is that you may have some young people who might be technically, if we took an IQ test, you know, smarter than you. They might know more technology than you. Their memories might be better because as you get older, just through the natural course, you might lose a little edge on your memory, right? Hallelujah. So they looking at that and thinking, why should I listen to you? And then sometimes you have to tell them, can we stipulate that I got more experience than you? Can we stipulate that I don't work 20 jobs in my life and I can tell you how to keep one? Can we stipulate? Hallelujah. I know what it takes to get a scholarship. I know what it takes to get a job and keep it. I know what it takes, hallelujah, to raise a family. I know what it takes to get past something, a financial problem. I've been there. Can we stipulate? And see, the problem is sometimes we're not willing to have, we don't know how to have these conversations in love. And so we let it go because we know that the person is going to not receive it. They knew when they preached, they knew when the angel let them out of jail and they went back into the temple preaching Jesus that they were going to be mad. And they were. But they were in a fix. And they said, they counseled after themselves, after they saw they were in the standing. The angel said, stand in the temple. And then in verse 25, that's what they were doing, standing in the temple, preaching Jesus, the very name that was like fingernails across a chalkboard, the very name that made them crazy, the very name that made them lose it, the name that made them want to kill them, the name that wanted to make them beat them. Hallelujah. They preaching in the name of Jesus, standing in the temple. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, because the Lord, through the angel, told them to do that, and they had already prayed in chapter 4 for boldness to do it, praise God, and they decided to stand tall, and then after that, they conspired to kill them. But say, wait a minute, we can't do it right now, it's too hot, they're too hot right now, hallelujah. And then they had a wise man named Gamaliel, further down in the 5th chapter, say, if it's from God, you can't do anything about it anyway. And if it's from man, it's going to fall on its own accord. So back up off of these boys. Hallelujah. They listened to some wisdom. Of course, they got crazy again, right back. They got crazy right back again. Praise God. Hallelujah. And that's how it goes. Stand tall for your brothers and sisters. Don't cease to pray for them. Stand tall for the name of Jesus. Never let anybody back you up on that. Stand tall for what's right and what's true. Hallelujah. Stand tall for the truth of the gospel is that none of us is any good without the help of Jesus. And that while we are upset, while we, First Lady, you mess up with my message this morning, talking about being in a pit, praise God, hallelujah. And I don't know what your experience has been, hallelujah. I don't know if you would describe it that way, hallelujah. You might describe it as being stranded. You might describe it, hallelujah, as being up against the wall. You might describe it a feeling shackled. You might describe it as being in a snare. You might describe it, hallelujah, as not getting your mind together, hallelujah, that you think two or three good thoughts and then your mind's all mixed up and you're perplexed and you don't know what to do next. However you describe it, you have been in a situation where you needed some help from God, praise God, hallelujah, and knowing that if you would give it to God, if you would cast your cares on him, if you would stand tall in the prayer closet, the Lord would bless you. I was reading earlier this morning, not necessarily part of my message, in 1 Samuel, 1st chapter, and it's the story of Hannah. And she talked about how she had prayed. The scripture talked about she had prayed. Hallelujah. And then later in the chapter, in the 20s, 20-somethings in the verse, she comes back, hallelujah, after God had blessed her with the child and after the child had been weaned, to present the child, to offer the child to the Lord, to lend him to the Lord like she had promised. And she went to Eli. It seemed like he didn't remember her, the priest. And he says, I'm the lady that stood by you in prayer about a year or so ago. Hallelujah. She stood in prayer. She poured it all out. Hallelujah. And she prayed from where she sat. She prayed from where she was. She didn't know, hallelujah, as she prayed for a son, that God wanted a prophet, praise God. His name was Samuel. She didn't know that Samuel would anoint David to be king, an anointing that protected him when he fought Goliath, an anointing that protected him when Saul chased him for about 10 years trying to kill him. At a time when David was torn between four deserts, praise God, hallelujah, in the southern region of that area. Hallelujah. And I imagine you heard me say this about a year ago. Some mornings he woke up and didn't know which desert he was in. You ever been there? Woke up upset. You don't know why. Want to cuss people out? Ain't nobody said nothing to you that day. You just got out of bed. Hallelujah. Wake up, don't know which desert you're in. But praise God. Hallelujah. We are called to stand tall. We are called, hallelujah, to earnestly contend for the faith once delivered to the saints. Hallelujah. I'm not going to cover all this. I want to give you a quick story. You know it from Daniel, the third chapter. Nebuchadnezzar decided to set up an image. We can't say 100% what it was, but I agree with the scholars that said it was a statue of himself. And the decree was that when you heard all this kind of music, and I'm not going to all the things, the dulcimer and all that, But when you hear this music, whatever you're doing, you ought to bow down to this image. Hallelujah. Now, this is third chapter. At the end of the second chapter, remember the second chapter was when David interpreted Nebuchadnezzar's dream. And Nebuchadnezzar said, I only remember my dream. So forth, so on. And then at the end of the chapter, through David's favor with Nebuchadnezzar, he promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego to be over the province of Babylon. Well, evidently somebody didn't like that. So when he got this decree passed and they noticed that they were not bowing down, they went. And about verse 10 or 12 of chapter 3, they said, this Jew that you appointed, that you appointed over the province of Babylon, when the music plays, they ain't even bowing down. Of course, the king got upset. He sent for them. And the king said, you know, he's trying to give them a little bit of a chance. Say, you know, they say you ain't bowing down when you hear the music play. Hallelujah. Let me read this part. In the Nebuchadnezzar says, and I'm going to paraphrase part of the verse 15, Daniel 3. Now, if you be ready that at what time you hear the sound of, and I'm just going to say music, and then I'm going to skip to the end of the verse, and it says, who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hand? It's a spiritual battle. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, showing him honor, showing him respect, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. We are not nervous about answering this. We don't have to look for special words. We don't have to try to find a sweet talking way. We don't have to sugarcoat it. We are not careful. We're not stressed about how to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. But if not, sometimes the answer is no, saints. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set. The king went crazy, threw him in the fire, referring his head to strong people, bind him up. All of his top men, they burned up outside the fire. They were big and bad, and they burned up outside the fire because they were dealing with some little gods. They threw them in the fiery furnace, the three of them bound. They looked into the furnace. Didn't we throw three bound in there? I see four. And they walking. Now, if it had been me, I would have put a little something extra on that walk. You know? But they walking in the middle of the fire. And there's a fourth one. Hallelujah. He said, looks like the Son of God. Something angelic, something supernatural, something unbelievable, something only God could do happened in that fire. Hallelujah. They brought them out. They weren't burned. They didn't have any soot on them. They didn't have any scratches. They didn't have even the smell of fire. You couldn't tell them. Hallelujah. You ever heard the statement, we don't look like what we've been through? Hallelujah. God is able to bring us through, but if not, we're not going to worship. We're not going to bow down. What we're going to do, we're going to stand up. Not only are we going to stand up, we're going to be walking in the fire. We're going to be taking a stroll in the middle of the fire. Praise the Lord. God is calling for us to stand tall. Hallelujah. Stop all this backing up. Stop all these making excuses. Why you can't do this and why you can't do that and why you can't live right. Hallelujah. Lord, I would have quit all this chasing, but she showed up at my doorstep. You know how to shut that door. We have to make up our minds. The scripture says that first must be a willing mind. Hallelujah. You can forgive Uncle Junebug. I don't care what he did. Uncle Junebug could be in his grave, never apologize or nothing like that. You can forgive him. So many times we get messed up. We think forgiveness is emotional. It's not emotional. It's an exercise of your will. Have you ever seen the governor or the president sign a pardon? They crying and boo-hooing. It's not emotional. It's a pardon. You make up your mind you're going to forgive. You release that person. You think you're releasing that person, but you're really just releasing yourself. Praise the Lord. And forgive him. Now, the healing might be emotional. The failure to reconcile might be emotional. The failure to get an apology might be temporarily emotional. Praise God. But you can forgive them today. Jesus on the cross said, Father, forgive them because they know not what to do. Now, what he was doing on the low key was calling them ignorant. So, do a pardon shot. Whoever it is you want to forgive them, you want to forgive them? You go to the Lord. Say, Lord, forgive them for all this dirty. You know, go ahead and get it out of your system. All this dirty lying they did on me. You forgive them for getting me fired on my job. Forget them for hitting me when I was a little boy. Forget them for this and that. For stealing my paycheck. Yeah, just go ahead and get it out. Do the pardon shot. The pardon shot school of forgiveness. And get that thing out of your system. Do it one time. You can do it the same day. You can do it 490 times in one day. How you know? Because Jesus said it. And just get that over with. Stop carrying it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But they didn't pardon. Don't worry about that. Hallelujah. Forgiveness is your obligation to stand tall in what the Word of God says. And guess what? While you're feeling all messed up, the Word of God tells you you're blessed up. It says, hallelujah, that you're more than a conqueror. It says, hallelujah, that you can do all things through Christ that strengthens you. It says that he will supply all of your needs according to your riches, his riches and glory. It says that his strength is made perfect in your weakness, hallelujah, and his grace is sufficient, is more than sufficient for you, whatever your situation. Well, Pastor Perkins, you don't know my situation. Well, I don't know. And it might be something so horrific it's hard for me to imagine how you're still walking on the earth. But God specializes in stuff that's too big for us. Hallelujah. Jesus died so that you won't carry that any longer. Hallelujah. You might have scars. I'd rather go into heaven with scar tissue than with trying to get into heaven with unforgiveness. Hallelujah. Sometimes people are looking for an opening. When they went and snitched on Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they saw three openings. And if they had to burn up for them to get those openings, they didn't care. What was it? It was what I talked about a few weeks ago in Bible study when we were talking about overcoming destructive tendencies. The first thing I talk about, I'm going to let y'all go. I see your eyes kind of glassing over. The first thing I talked about was jealousy. And that's what this was. They wanted those three spots. And they didn't care if they died. They hadn't done anything. They hadn't committed any crime. They didn't care if they died and burned to a crisp. They wanted. That's a picture of what the flesh will do. And that's why we can't live in it. We can't walk in it. We have to walk in the spirit. We have to stand tall in what the word says. Hallelujah. And so stand tall, saints. Stand tall for your pastor. Pray for him. Stand tall for your brothers and sisters in Christ. Stand tall for your wives and your husbands. Praise God. Stand tall for your children and your grandchildren and your nieces and your cousins. Stand tall for your neighbors. Hallelujah. You don't know what a blessing it is for people who don't even know you well to encounter a prayed up brother or sister in the Lord while they are hurting, while they're in trouble, while they're in need. And all God's people said, all God's people said, amen, amen, amen.